Surely he bore all our sickness and grief. Surely he carried our sorrows and pain. He was bruised for our transgression, chastised for our peace. By his stripes we are healed. Surely he bore all our sickness and grief. Surely he carried our sorrows and pain. He was bruised for our transgression, chastised for our peace. By his stripes we are healed. Have you heard how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth? How he went about doing good, he
shall are the strongest assertions that can be made in the English language. Concerning healing, God said, I will. Matthew 8:1-3. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Jesus put out his hand and touched him and said, I am willing, be cleansed. Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I want to, be made clean. Stretching out his hand, Jesus touched him, saying, I am willing, become clean. And he put his hand on him, saying, it is my pleasure, be clean. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish or pray above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. My loved one, it is my prayer that you may do well in all things and be healthy in body, even as your soul does well. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be healthy, even as your soul prospers. Matthew 8:7. And Jesus saith unto him, I will, come and heal him. Exodus 23:25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee, and give worship to the Lord your God, who will send his blessing on your bread and on your water, and I will take all disease away from among you. I will take sickness away from thy midst. I will free you from disease. Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from you all disease and will put upon you none of the evil diseases of Egypt which you have seen. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and none of the evil diseases of Egypt which you knew will he inflict upon you. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33, 6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. 2 Kings 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Psalm 34, 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Psalm 42, 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Psalm 91, verse 14 through 16. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. 2 Corinthians 13:1 says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. From the mouth of two or three witnesses will every word be made certain. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, we have Moses, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, the Lord Jesus, God himself, all declaring the willingness of the Lord to heal. Not only did Jesus declare God's will in the matter, but in no uncertain terms demonstrated his will by healing all who came to him. He did this while doing only what he saw the Father do and saying only what the Father told him to say. It is my Father's express desire that I be in health. It is his will and pleasure. I am in agreement with him that his will be done in me now. He is working in me both the willingness and the ability to do his good pleasure. He's working in me now the ability to walk in health. He said he will heal me, and I fully expect him to do what he said. Thank you, Father, for healing me. Say that with me. It is my Father's express desire that I be in health. It is his will and pleasure. I am in agreement with him that his will be done in me now. He is working in me both the willingness and the ability to do his good pleasure. He is working in me now the ability to walk in health. He said he will heal me, and I fully expect him to do what he said. Thank you, Father, for healing me. In Jesus' name.